I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Hostilities between the United States, Israel, and Iran have increased pressure on Pakistan's Christians. Violent protests broke out in Pakistani cities after the assassination of Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei last weekend. Nehemiah with FMI explains that after Iran, Pakistan has the world's highest population of Shia Muslims.
There is sadness, there is anger, and there is pain in Shia population in Pakistan. Because Khamenei was their Islamic spiritual leader.
Demonstrators attempted to attack U.S. consulates and other buildings across Pakistan. At least 22 people were killed in clashes with police. Nehemiah says many Muslims assume that being a Christian means being sympathetic to America. Pray for protection for vulnerable gospel workers and for open hearts to the gospel despite the anger and chaos. Meanwhile, Syria said its army reinforced its deployments along the borders with Lebanon and Iraq as a protective measure this week. Yet an old danger is rising within Syria itself, ISIS. In January, government troops clashed with Kurdish-led forces in northeast Syria. American intelligence agencies believe that during that campaign, 15 to 20,000 people were freed from detention camps. Many were affiliated with ISIS. Dwayne Friesen with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"There is legitimate concern that we are walking back into the same ISIS war that we left a few years ago. And what will that mean for the Christian community? What will it mean for the neighboring countries?"
The uncertainty under the new government continues, but so does the call to share the gospel. Please watch and pray for courage for serious Christians under pressure. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.